This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning, Pastor Brian de Villiers, as we study the Word of God together. And I do trust this morning we're going to learn something that will help us in our lives from day to day. I want to speak to you this morning about being set free for the glory of God. Set free for the glory of God. I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, and I read here from verses 10, and I'm going to read to verses 17. This is what it says, verses 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Listen to that. She was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which we ought to work, and therefore come and be healed on them, but not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose an ox or a donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day." And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Jesus. Set free for the glory of God. We have this account in Luke chapter 13, the record of the way in which a poor woman who had a spirit of infirmity came to the Lord Jesus and was completely set free by him. But I want you to notice this. For 18 years, she had known nothing but misery, defeat, and frustration. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. You'll be made free from it," in verse 12. And we read in verse 16 as well, and this is what it says to us in verse 16. "So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when we read verse 16, we see that it is through our Lord said to her, "Surely it's about time you were set free from the things that bound you all these years." And this is the personal application of this incident to ourselves listening this morning. The Lord says to us, "Isn't it about time you were found deliverance from the thing which has bound you and has tied you up all these years?" The Lord says this to us because so often we are bound, defeated, and frustrated. Many Christians are gripped by what we have described as the chronic disease of the soul. Many are defeated and sick because they know the pardon of the Lord Jesus Christ, but not the power, and they know not the life of the risen Christ. They don't know the resurrection power, which is life more abundant. That's what Jesus says to us. John 10:10, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And we need to hear that this morning. How many are bound by the sins of the spirit, such as jealousy and pride and selfishness, doubt, fear, and worry? And some even are bound by the sins of the flesh. And the greatest question is this: can the Lord Jesus set us free? That's the question. Can he set us free? Is his power sufficient? Can he break our long-standing habits? Can he set us free so that our lives glorify him in all that we do and all that we say? The incident before us tells us that he can. And in the story of this woman, we have an illustration of the way in which he does it. Number one, the desperate plight of the woman. It is easy to see what was the true condition of this poor woman. She was deformed, she was defeated, she was depressed, she was in despair. Notice also, number one, she was a daughter of Abraham. And remember this, and she was in the synagogue. A daughter of Abraham, she was in the synagogue. We are told this in verses 10 and 15. She was not an irreligious person. She was in church. She's a daughter of Abraham, and yet she is bound in a desperate need. She's therefore a picture of Christians, of those who have been brought into the special relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who are still bound. I want you to picture it this morning. They're still bound. She had the spirit of infirmity that had come upon her. She was bent over. And who had done this to her? Satan has done this to her. Notice, I want you to get that very clear in your thinking this morning. It wasn't God's will or God's purpose or anything else like that. Satan had done this to her. We are told this in verse 11 and 16. And behold, there was the woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. It means to straighten herself. Verse 16, so ought not this woman been a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? There we are. Jesus is saying that. One writer makes the observation that she had lost all her natural brightness, and she was bent over, doubled up, bound towards herself, and therefore she was looking inward. She was self-centered. This can be true of the Christian. How often we are joyless. How often we are self-centered about ourselves. We're in bondage to ourselves instead of being Christ-centered and occupied with Jesus. Number three, she had been like this for 18 years. And we learn this from verse 11. It tells us, she says, this woman had been like this for 18 years. She was bent over, and in no way could she raise herself up. That's what it tells us about this woman. You see, my friends, we need to understand it, that this woman was bound. She had joylessness and are often self-centered, in bondage to ourselves. Instead of, as I've said already, being Christ-centered and become occupied with him, looking off ourselves unto Jesus. She had been like this for 18 years. What a tragedy to have been in this condition for so long. 18 years previously, Satan had set upon her, and for all the time she had been his slave, bound by him, fettered by him, a prisoner to him. Likewise, it is a tragedy when a Christian goes on day after day, week after week, and month after month, and year after year, in the grip of some spiritual infirmity. What about the infirmity of a critical spirit? Always finding fault. Always bringing others down. Never building people up. Or a secret sin that we have in our own lives. She was powerless to set herself free. We are told this. Yes, she was. She could straighten herself up from the position she was in. She was doubled over and bent over. And there are many people who are like this, who long to be lifted up, but they cannot lift themselves. It is quite impossible. So they go on day after day, month after month, year after year, knowing nothing but defeat and despair. Let me ask you the question this morning. Does this speak into your life? Does it say something to you this morning? She longed to be free. We know this because where was she? She was in the synagogue. And also because of her quick response to the Lord when he spoke to her. It is true that if you are gripped by some spiritual infirmity, by some sin, you long to be free. What then is the way of deliverance? Number two, the delivering power of the Lord Jesus. How did deliverance come to this poor woman? It came from the Lord himself. Look at the woman and see what she did and what happened to her. What does it tell us? It tells us in verse 12. It says, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. When Jesus saw her, he called her. And the result was that she came to him and she waited at his feet. What a pathetic and yet what a hopeful sight it must have been to see her hobbling across the floor to where he was in order that she might receive the deliverance she needed. She must have come expectantly. Let me make that clear. She must have come hopefully. She must have come in faith. And this is the way we must come, for the same Lord Jesus who set her free is waiting this morning to set you free. Number two, she heard his word. We are told this again in verse 12. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you're loosed from your infirmity. She heard his word. She heard what Jesus had to say to her. And when the Savior spoke these words, she knew at once it was his will to deliver her. Similarly, when we turn to the scriptures, we discover that this is the Lord's will to deliver us from sin and from the bondage to self. John 8, verse 36, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You got that? If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. We must never forget that. The Son waits to set you and I free. And we read again here in the Word of God in what it says to you and to me this morning. It tells us he not only waits to set us free, but he tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and this is what we read here, and verse 18, listen to these words, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, preserve me for his heavenly kingdom, to him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. There we have it. We have this, we see Jesus doing it for this woman. The Lord offered to give her complete deliverance from her bondage, and this is the offer he brings to you and to me today. Number three, she felt his touch. You got that? He touched me. She felt his touch. Verse 13, we are told this in verse, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. You've got that? He touched her. And we are told that. He put his hand on her. And when the Lord lays his hand upon us, we are set free at once. And we are never the same again. Once he touched a leper, and the leper was cleansed. You got that? He touched the leper. The leper was cleansed. Once he touched a deaf man, and the deaf man heard. Once he touched a dead boy, the widow of Nain's son, and the boy was raised to life. Once he touched two blind men, immediately they saw. Yes, Peter's mother-in-law, she was sick with a fever, and when the Lord touched her, the fever was gone. And she was set free. And I want to say to you this morning, the same Jesus is waiting to touch you at your point of need right now. Number four, she received his deliverance. In verse 13, we are told, he laid his hands immediately and she was made straight and she glorified God. We are told that he put his hands on her, immediately she straightened. And this was a miracle. Here was a woman who had been crooked, but who had now been made straight. And here is a Christian who was in bondage, but now has been set free. What a glorious testimony it is. But you know, my friends, it can only happen if you come trusting Jesus. Say, here I am. I have this need. Will you touch me at my point of need this morning? I have this need. Just touch me at my point of need. He's willing and he's able to touch you and to bring complete deliverance into your life. What happened to this woman when she was touched by the Lord Jesus Christ? Here we are told, she glorified God. This is what we read there in verse 13. Immediately she was made straight. She wasn't looking at herself anymore. She was made straight and she glorified God. Yes, that's what we're told. A crooked life can never glorify God. A life bound by Satan can never really glorify God. A sin-bound, self-centered life can never glory. But when Jesus gets his way with a man, a woman, then God is glorified. God receives all the glory because only God can do that for you and for me. I want to say to you this morning, it is the risen Lord Jesus who says to many of his people this morning, listening, isn't it about time you found deliverance from the things that have bound your life all these years? Many Christians go walking around. They got doubts that assail their minds. It's not wrong to have doubts. But you know, when doubt leads you to unbelief, you need to be careful. Many things bind people's lives. We become self-centered. We become self-opinionated. We believe we're right. Everybody else is wrong. We don't become loving people at all. Sometimes we're not the most loving people. And yet Jesus said to us, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Bound and fettered all these years. What binds your life? Only you know this morning as you listen to me what is binding your life. I might not know. I might not have said it, but you know it. God's speaking to you right away. Does he say to you? And if so, what is your answer to the question? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be set free? Do you really want to? Today could be the day. I want to say to somebody listening this morning, today, this morning, could be the morning when you are set free by, not me, but by Jesus Christ himself. Just come to him just as you are and he will touch you. And the touch of Jesus will bring change into your life. One thing you can be sure of, he waits. Jesus is waiting to set you free. You know, there's an old song we used to sing years ago. They don't sing the songs like that anymore. Something good is going to happen to you today. Something good. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Something good is going to happen to you today. I want you to put your hands out this morning. Reach up out. Say, God, meet me at my point of need, where I need to be set free from the things that have bound my life. The limitations I have put on myself can be changed today completely. These chains that have bound my life can really be set free of them, and they can fall to the ground, because something good is going to happen to you today Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word to us today. We thank you for guiding us and directing us. We thank you for this account of this woman and how she was bent over. She was bent over, she was doubled up, and Father, she was facing inwardly. She was self-centered. And there's so many of your children today out there that are doubled up, so many lives that are not straight because there are things that shackle us, things that have fettered our lives, the chains that bind us. We're so afraid of so many things. We have so many things holding us fast. And yet, God, you want to meet us today at our point of need. And I pray as people just stretch out their hands straight in front of them today to Jesus. He's passing by. Say, Lord, won't you touch me? Won't you set me free this morning from the things that have bound my life for a long time? Bring back the joy. Bring back the peace into my life. Bring back that I will have this relationship with you will be restored in a fullest way today, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way and he wants to touch me and he wants to make me whole. Bless each person today. And I pray there's somebody out there and you know that you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Won't you today make a decision? You can live the way you are and your life will carry on being the same. Nothing will change in it. But if you turn to Jesus today, he will set you free that you can live as a free child of God in the world, loving him and loving other people as well. Just pray this prayer after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. Thank you for dying for me on Calvary's cross, paying the price for all my sin, past, present, future. I ask you now to come into my heart, into my life, to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. I want to love you and serve you for the rest of my life. I need the help of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming in. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed the prayer and you meant it today, you've been born again into the family of God, we'd like to help you. And you can phone Radio Cape Pulpit at 021-180-5744. 021-180-5744. Somebody will help you today. You can tell somebody that you need Jesus and you've encountered Jesus and you want just like someone to agree with you and to stand with you. Or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, 021-552-4096. 021-552-4096 at CRC Cape Town. And you'll be too glad to be able to speak to you. And I pray today you have been encouraged. I pray today you'll know that Jesus can meet you at your point of need and Jesus can change your life in a moment. You can experience the miracle of the touch of Jesus upon your life today. God bless you all. Thank you for being with me today. I pray you're going to have an incredible day just knowing that Jesus is with you and Jesus waits to set you free because he loves you so much. And you are so special. God bless you all. I thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.